We were talking yesterday. Remember that during your sports bet, Johnston, you had that story about how apparently, according to Vegas oddmakers anyway, Sergei Fedorov is the new leading candidate to coach the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I now see a story coming out that apparently the Red Wings, if he becomes coach, Sergei would have a chance to what would be one of the tallest players ever to play in the NHL, should he eventually reach the Red Wings. You see where the Red Wings have signed a 3-year entry-level contract. His name is Elmer Soderblom.
Sounds good.
Okay, he's from Sweden. 6'8".
Ooh.
249 pounds.
That's a big hockey player.
So you put him on skates, he turns into what?
At least 11? Close to 7 feet on
right.
Holy cow. Wow. I mean,
don't want to get checked by him, do you?
No, you don't. No.
He's 20 years old, and again, it's a 3-year entry-level contract. Who knows? Stevie Yzerman might have found another steal. Now, it got me thinking. And the only person I can think of that would be just as tall, and I couldn't remember how tall he was, and I think he's still playing. In fact, I looked it up, and I can't believe he's still playing because he's 45. I remember all his years with Boston.
Boston, yeah.
Yeah. Zdeno Chara, who was 6'9".
Oh, really?
And when he was on skates, he reached 7 feet.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, I guess he played for the Islanders last year. I really hadn't paid attention to him, but I just remember all those years at the Boston Bruins. But yeah, he's 45 and he's still playing. He played last year.
Yep.
72 games.
How did Gordie Howe play? Gordie Howe played quite
well. He played a long time, but
Not 45.
He wasn't 6'9".
No.
Gordie played in his 50s. Remember?
Yeah,
he appeared
exactly.
At the Hartford Whalers. He was 52 when he finally, but yeah, that's a wow.
Well, let's hope.
I tell you, he'd be a hard to miss on the ice.
He would be a dominant force on the blue line.
I mean, I'm just impressed when some of these youngsters that we know with the Saginaw Spirit that we've had in studio that are standing 6 feet tall and you put on the skates. Well, in my men's hockey league, sometimes we get some of these guys 6'2", 6'3", but not 6'8", 6'9".
Right.
Wow. So we'll see. Just an entry-level contract. We'll pay attention.
And it's probably the reason why we never really see a lot of tall people play hockey is just sometimes with the footwork, right? I mean, isn't that pretty much, that's what I got to think. You don't see a lot of, 6'10" tennis players. Yeah. There are a few, but you don't see many of them.
Yeah, at some point. It's
the agility and everything.
No, when they can do it, like Chara can.
Yeah, right.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
Yep.
And I didn't know this about the guy. Here we go, just looking at one thing and clicked on another. Chara speaks 6 languages. He's a financial planner. He's received certification. And he's also licensed to sell real estate.
Oh, all right.
And by the way, I play hockey.
Case is hockey.
In case it doesn't work. Wow. 45 years old playing hockey, but he's got all these other skills too. Right. Imagine if he was your real estate agent and he's giving you a tour of the home. You'd have to duck just to get into every doorway.
You would,
Anyway.
You could see where people didn't dust on top of things, too.
Yeah, exactly right, really. Hey, what do you see up there on those cabinets? Keep the name in mind. Elmer Soderblom.
He needs a nickname.
S-O-D-E-R-B-L-O-M.
Can't go through life as
Elmer. How many Elmers are there?
Yeah, not many.
Maybe he's known as Elmer.
Gantry.
Soder or something like that. Elmer Gantry's very good.